In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, Marlene Wiltshire was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as this Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
Their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Our first reading today is from the Old Testament, from Job chapter 19. Have mercy on us, have mercy on me, O you, my friend, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book, oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall see, behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, he was raised, who sits at the right hand of God, who is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or prosecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Trouble. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day,
thank you.
Dennis, Brian, Kevin, family and friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Those are the beautiful words our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says to you this morning. And were Marlene able to speak to you this morning, she would echo those same words. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Jesus, God's Son. She would say those words to you because she has now received her faith's reward. She is experiencing the fulfillment of what it means to believe in Jesus, for she now resides in the paradise of heaven. Her Lord Jesus Christ prepared a place for her there, and late in the evening this past Monday, he sent his angel to come and take her to be with him. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends, for even as you mourn for Marlene, she is experiencing the unspeakable joys of being reunited with family and friends who preceded her in death. She is not sad, but filled with joy beyond our knowing. Just imagine the joy Marlene experienced in being reunited with Eldon, her parents, and many other family and friends who had gone home before her. She is not sad at all. She is not sorry to leave this veil of tears in the least, but she is celebrating the fact that she has been called home. Let not your hearts be troubled. For Marlene is not troubled by anything and never will be again. Let not your hearts be troubled does not mean don't be sad. It does not mean do not mourn. It doesn't mean do not miss your mom, your sister, your grandma, your great-grandma, your aunt, your friend, your sister in Christ. You will mourn Marlene's passing and shed many tears. This is good. There's no shame in it. Jesus wept over the death of his friend Lazarus, and it's okay for us to weep too. Let not your hearts be troubled means do not mourn like those who have no hope. Let not your hearts be troubled means that in the midst of your sadness and sorrow, you can rejoice in the sure and certain fact that Marlene will never again experience any pain and suffering, but only the eternal bliss of peace, comfort, and joy which we can hardly fathom. And Marlene is there, experiencing that eternal bliss, not because she earned her way there through a lifetime of good works, not because she was a decent enough person, but solely because she knew the way, the truth, and the life, her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by faith. She was baptized into this faith, and she was sustained in this faith throughout her earthly pilgrimage, right up to the end, by the ongoing reception of our Lord's holy word and sacraments. The Lord is good. He does all things well. He chose Marlene to be his own, gifted her with faith, and sustained her to the end. That's why she's experiencing eternal bliss now. Marlene knew that her Redeemer lives. To know that your Redeemer lives is to know that you have been redeemed, bought back from sin, death, and the devil. To know your Redeemer is first to know that you need redeeming. And Marlene knew this. She knew that she was a sinner in need of a Savior. She knew that the wages of sin is death. And her casket before us this morning serves as a powerful object lesson, a stark reminder to all of us of the reality we too face as sinners. For we are infected with the same disease of sin, and we too will die. Marlene knew this. She confessed it time and time again, but she also knew by God's grace that she had the Savior she needed in Jesus. She knew that He lived the perfect, sinless life in her place, fulfilling all of the perfect demands of God's holy law for her. And she knew that He took all of her sins, along with the sin of the whole world, into His body and put them to death on the cross, rising from the tomb on the third day as proof that it is indeed finished. The burning flame of the Paschal candle in front of the casket serves as another powerful object lesson, namely, that the death we will all endure because of sin has lost its sting for those who have forgiveness, life, and salvation in Christ. Our Redeemer lives. What sweet joy this sentence gives. Sweet joy, because death has been swallowed up in victory. Death has lost its sting. The one who lived, died, and rose for us declares, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends. Marlene believed in Jesus. Whatever else we might say about her this morning and in the days ahead, that's the most important thing. She believed in Jesus. Even though she has died, she lives. Not just in our thoughts and memories or in our hearts, and not in some imaginary better place that we create for ourselves to make us feel better. No, her spirit really lives on in heaven, where she rests with all the saints and waits with them and all the holy angels for the day of our Lord's glorious return, when her body, which we commit to the ground this day, will be raised together with the bodies of all believers, incorruptible and imperishable, to dwell in our Lord's eternal kingdom, where there will never again be any pain, suffering, mourning, or tears, but only forever peace, comfort, and joy. For there will be no sin or the effects of sin in that place. Sin will be done away with forever. And those who reside in that glorious eternal kingdom will experience eternal life in body and spirit, the way our Lord intended when He first spoke our universe into existence and formed us from the dust of the ground. Nobody here would think to even question that Marlene had this faith. For anyone who knew her knew that she loved her Lord and His church. She was a very dear member of our congregation for many years, joining with her husband, Eldon, in 1968, just 6 years after Peace Lutheran was founded. And if you wanted to find Marlene on a Sunday morning, you would have to come to this place, for she would be sitting in one of these pews week in and week out. And if she wasn't sitting in one of the pews, it was only because she was up singing with the choir. She loved her church. And she had a huge servant's heart, too. She taught Sunday school, vacation Bible school, served on the board of Christian education, helped out in the office, visited members in need, and was extremely active for a great many years in our wonderful ladies' guild. In fact, Marlene was one of the M's in the famous 3 M's, I began hearing about the moment I arrived a little less than 10 years ago. She, together with Marion Greening and Marilyn Oswald, made up the 3 M's and helped to keep our guild strong and active as it remains to this day. I was very blessed to get to know Marlene well Shortly after I arrived here at Peace, it was just 5 months after her dear Eldon had been called home that I was installed here as pastor. And she called me shortly after that and asked if I would come out to her house and chat with her, since she wasn't dealing with him being gone very well at all. I don't think she ever did come to a like that arrangement at all. That was the first of many lengthy visits I was blessed to have with her over the years, and I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of them. She was a genuine sweetheart and a very loving soul. I loved her very much and will miss her dearly, as I know so many of you will too. I am happy to say today, though, that I am keeping a promise I made to her. She told me way back before her illness began getting the best of her and landed her in the nursing homes, that if I was still hanging around at Peace when she died, she wanted to have "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," and "I Know That My Redeemer Lives" sung at her funeral. So I told her that if I was still around, I would make sure that happened, but only if I could also make fun of her during the sermon for her incessant need to pick up every last pine needle in her yard. Good Lord. Every time I was over there, she had a bad knee too. And she was on her hands and knees, picking up every pine needle. I told her that, and she laughed, and she said, "You better not." And I said, "You know I'm going to." And she said, "Yeah, I know. You're such a student." So I guess now I've kept both of those promises. The other thing I learned about Marlene is how much she dearly loved her family. And she wasn't talking about church or picking my brain about some passage in the Bible. She was talking about her family. Reminiscing about times past, growing up in the country, camping trips with her husband and children, holidays with family, keeping me updated on her grandchildren and so forth. She loved her family. Marlene will be dearly missed, but never forgotten. She will be cherished in your memories, in the laughter that ensues when you recall the good times reminiscing that you had with her, and even in the sadness as you remember the past several years when her illness took her out of the present. Her struggles are now over. And as I've heard many of you say, that is a true blessing, and it is. But not simply because she no longer suffers, especially because her suffering has given way to rejoicing. For my part, it would be impossible for me to ever forget Marlene, not only because I was blessed to spend so much time with her over the past almost 10 years, but because I am reminded of her every time I take Holy Communion to the sick and shut-in. As I shared with Fran and Kevin last week, Marlene is the one who very sneakily picked up the travel communion set that the Ladies Guild purchased for me on my first anniversary, and I adore it immensely. Every time I take communion to someone, I think of Marlene. Let not your hearts be troubled. Marlene is fine, more than fine. She knew Jesus as her Savior, and she knew that she was going to the place He had prepared for her. This past December, a group of us from Peace visited Marlene and sang Christmas carols with her. And I say with her, not for her, because she sang those carols right along with us, from memory. That is the amazing thing about true faith implanted by the Holy Spirit. Marlene may have been living in a different time in her mind, but she could still sing those carols.
And she could still go through confession and absolution with me, recite the creed with me, and pray the Lord's Prayer with me. She knew the voice of her good shepherd Jesus right up to the end. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus says to you this morning. For the same promise that was for Marlene is for you. In the Father's house are many rooms, and Jesus has prepared a place for all who trust in him. Repent. Acknowledge and confess your sins and lay them at the foot of Jesus' cross. Know and believe that he has paid the price for all your sins, no matter how big or how small. And cling to him in faith, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Clinging to him, you receive the same forgiveness, life, and salvation. The same forgiveness, life, and salvation Marlene is experiencing in full right now. Believe it, dear friends. And you shall see Marlene again, not just in your memories and dreams, but face to face in the paradise of heaven. In mercy, Jesus, bring us to that eternal rest with you and God the Father and Spirit ever blessed. Lord, grant this faith unto us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, who raised Jesus from the dead.
Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Marlene and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Marlene and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now let us hear your word in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. The light to reveal you to the nations. And the glory of our Lord be to Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Just a real quick announcement before we read the obituary and conclude with the recessional hymn. Immediately following the service, we're going to process over to the cemetery for the committal. Those who are not joining us in the procession are welcome to stay here in the fellowship hall. There will be beverages available. We will start the luncheon when everybody returns back from the cemetery. I think that's it. The obituary of Marlene K. Wiltshire. Marlene K. Wiltshire, age 78 of Alma, was called to her heavenly home on Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Marlene was born October 1st, 1936 in Vestaburg, the daughter of Clifford and Fern Nelson Holmes. She graduated from Vestaburg High School with the class of 1955. Marlene married Eldon K. Wiltshire on September 17, 1955 at the Vestaburg Church of Christ. She worked for the Alma Hospital in medical records. Marlene was a very active member of Peace Lutheran Church. She had belonged to the Ladies Guild, sang in the choir, and taught Sunday school. She enjoyed camping and gardening. She deeply loved her grandchildren. She is survived by her three sons, Dennis Celia Wiltshire, Brian Mickey Wiltshire, Kevin Fran Wiltshire, 8 grandchildren, Bethany, Rachel, Jenna, Brian, Matthew, Michael, TJ, Heather, and great-grandchildren Lucille, Isaiah, Olivia, and Chloe. Also sister Mary Lou, Tom DeVore, and brothers Larry, Linda Holmes, and Richard Holmes. Marlene was preceded in death by her parents, husband, brother Jerry, and sister Laureen. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Peace Lutheran Church. Rest eternal, grant Marlene, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. Amen. Stand for the recessional.